Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I'm going to take you somewhere I never thought I would go. We're going to talk about Dendelians. Yep, you heard me. We're going to talk about Dendelians because in this podcast, we talk about beliefs, right? And now we're going to talk about social construct and social beliefs. And in a walk that I had an epiphany moment. And it was all about Dendelians. Stay tuned. Before we deep dive, as you know, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitations to free event and my newsletter every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So, did you know there's more than 1,500 different kinds of Dendelians? Did you also know that it has more vitamin C than a lemon? That is the double vitamin A of a carrot, and that there's a special kind, that's the Russian Dendelians, that we can do rubber with. We can also make little capers and have it in a salad. My grandfather actually was making wine with Dendelians. Why do I talking about Dendelians in this podcast? Because the other day I was driving, and I saw this big sign in this new city I live where let grow the Dendelians. And it was like, you know, let them grow. And so the same week I saw a posting, I think it was on Instagram or Facebook, I'm unsure, of a gentleman who had left a big square in his beautiful manicure lawn of Dendelians. So as we know, because, you know, taking care of the planet and making sure that the ecosystem is well maintained, not cutting any more than Dendelians, letting them grow, is more and more the thing to do. We get this message strong and loud. And for years, we all despised the Dendelian. We were doing anything and everything to destroy them, cut them. All kinds of pesticides and things, you know, were brought in order to kill those Dendelians. There's another image that came, and I'm going to tell you why I'm saying all this, but there's another image that came, is how the Dendelian transform, right? From that yellow, very bright, to that hairy, transparent sphere that is like beautiful and so different, right? From what it was originally. So this plant also really transforms into very different shape and state, whether it's at the beginning of its life or at the end of its life. And I think this metaphor is beautiful. So that made me think, you know, now it is in fashion, let's put it that way, or it is the thing to do to let grow the Dendelian. We appreciate now how it contributes and how useful it is, and apparently very good in salad, although I haven't had it yet. But all this to say, where is it in your life? Like, what talent do you have that has been ignored or dismissed or despised in the past, right? That is now in fashion. And it's not because now you have strengths and talents and things that are not being valued and recognized, that they are not valuable. Think about the Dendelian, right? It was the same Dendelian. It has the same properties, the same vitamins, the same possibilities. And yet, you know, we did everything to destroy it and it came back stronger and stronger, which is another great metaphor. But what is it about you that is so valuable, but it's not recognized? I want you to know, and I want you to think about that. It's not because it's not recognized, that it's not valuable. That's the message of this whole Dendelian story. You might, probably, I'm sure you have things that are very valuable that you're doing right now, but it's not being value. It's not being recognized. Maybe it's being even laughed at. But yet, I want you to hang on to these because they might be recognized tomorrow and you might be ahead, but that's not the whole idea of it. But the idea of it is something that has value. The Dendelians had value, whether we recognized it or not. The value was there. This really, really reminds me of my grandmother. So my grandmother was on a farm. You know, my mother, there were 14 kids, Quebec farmers, dairy farm, and then fields, right? And my grandmother at Christmas, and that is a story that my mother told me, but then something I witnessed later. So this was like probably 70 years ago, because my mother is 74. So, you know, probably 60 something years ago, which is very, very far before ecology and before saving all these things. You know, my grandmother would keep all the wrappings, all the gift wrappings. She would keep it and fold it nicely and keep it for the next year, right? And I remember at one point I was seeing my grandmother doing that. And then my other grandmother was doing it too. And I thought I was very awkward, right? We don't need to keep wrapping. We're just going by other ones, right? That was a long time ago. They had a wisdom that seemed awkward to many of us at the time. But today we all do that. Many of us, many people around me have all our bags of, you know, wrappings that we are reusing or whatever it is, right? That we are just reusing from one gift to another that we receive and we give to somebody else. And it's not awkward. Nobody would be annoyed to receive a wrapping that's been used already if it's in good condition because it's normal, right? So what is it? I want you to think now. Close your eyes and close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving, if you're not operating any machinery, but think about something that you have that is you feel very good about, but yet people around you despise it, laugh at you for it, or they just undermine you or make fun of you or just ignore it or are not aware of it. But you know that. You know inside of yourself that you have that nugget, that you do this thing that is very amazing, that you have immense value, but that nobody recognizes it. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to hold on to it and think about giving validation to yourself about it. I want you to tell yourself that this is an amazing thing that you have or that you do, just like my grandmother did at the time with keeping her gift wrapping. And it could be a lot of other things, right? But I just want you to say, okay, nobody sees it, nobody recognizes it, nobody's valuing it. But me, I hold on to it because it has value for me, because it makes sense for me, and because it makes a difference in the world or in my world or in my life. And I do feel fantastic about it, despite people not really valuing it or recognize it. And think about the Dendelian, right? Where is it in your life that you are the Dendelian? Where is it in your life that you have full of vitamins and value and joy and full of strength and full of life that it's just being not necessarily recognized? It could be that you wake up in the morning happy around people who are very in a bad mood in the morning. And it just all tell you, okay, you shut up. Like, you're just so annoying with your joy in the morning. Just keep hanging on to this joy because it's yours and because it helps you keep going, right? It could be, I'm trying to think, but the one waking up joyfully in the morning, I have lived for so many years. So many years, I remember waking up joyful and happy and smiling around people who just were so much in that confusion in the morning, chaotic morning, angry morning, resented morning. It felt awful, but you know, you have to hold on to that. So what about seeing the glass are full. Maybe this is something that's, you know, very in you that you do all the time, and then you get criticized for, you get, you know, whatever, treated as naive or whatever. But think about something, right? We all have that dandelion story in our life. And why do I think it's important? I think because in the era where we live right now, with instant gratification at every corner, everywhere you go to a store, you have points, you're on your phone, you get liked. You know, you fly, you have this, you go to the grocery, you get everywhere now you go, every interaction or almost every interaction, you get instant gratification. Hey, somebody liked you. Hey, you are in demand. You are popular. And so when we are doing things that are just normal or just not recognized or not valued or not do not get validation, we question ourselves. We question who we are. We question if we shouldn't change ourselves, you know, just like if no validation is the sign that it's wrong. It's not always the case. No validation actually should be a more normal world, right? And just like sometimes even bad press or bad comments are not necessarily the sign, not all the time, that what we are doing is wrong or bad. But the silence, the no validation, is certainly not a sign that things are wrong with us. So I hope I phrased that in the right way. You know, I love the podcast because it allows me to share my thoughts, my original thoughts, I would say, things that I am kind of reflecting on that are coming through to me, or my epiphany moments that comes from me. From my experience, from my own, I would say, observation of the world. As years are going by, I'm becoming more and more of a listener and an observer, to the point where sometimes it annoys people who say, well, you don't talk enough. As you might find that funny, because I feel I talk a lot, but people will say to me sometimes, oh, you don't talk a lot, or you really had me talking there, or you're not, you know, you're just listening and you're not sharing much. Sometimes I'm just on that listening mode as an observer, because I do like to observe. And then it all kind of funneled through, and then ideas come. And this is when the dandelion story came, you know, as I was driving and then as I was walking. And I thought, what a beautiful way to transform, right? From that kind of yellowish, very vivid, strong, to a very airy, translucent, transparent flower. So voila, I want you to think about where you're not getting validation in your life right now. And I want you to give it a hard look and question yourself. You know, it's not because you're not getting validation or liked or a thumbs up or points that it's not necessarily something valuable that contributes to the world, to your own world, and that it's not necessarily something that you should let go of to try to run after the thumbs up, the like, the gratification, and the points. Voila. Until next time. As you know, I invite you to sign up to my website, and I also invite you to book a 33 minutes call if you want to discuss with me on things that you think I could help you with. As you know, it's just a belief.